My name is Cassidy McCabe, and today I'm here with Claire Promise. In anticipation for the Spirit of the Suffragette Festival, we'll be looking at how the history of women's suffrage has impacted the present day and what sorts of social justice work can be done to move forward. Claire, would you be able to share what sort of work you do?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. I am a musician. I'm a songwriter and a performer.
Cool.
Singer as well.
Is there anything happening right now that's related to your work?
Yes, actually, the big anticipation of my event on May 23rd at the Albany Barn in Albany, New York, 56 2nd Street. It's an event to actually bring people together to break free of the stigma and the labels of people with mental illness, addictions, any type of struggles that people go through, and how we all overcome them through the arts.
Is there anyone that inspires your work or introduced you to the work you do?
I've been performing since I was 6 years old, so I was in performing arts, musical theater. Actually, I just basically used to sit in front of like a speaker, and I was always so drawn to like MTV and stuff like that. I've always been, actually Madonna is a huge inspiration for me because they told her not to be this and not to be that, not to do things certain way, and she did it anyway, and she became legendary.
In what ways would you say our social rights movements have changed in relation to the suffragette movement?
I think it's changed tremendously. I think that women back then pretty much risked their lives to do what they do. I think that now people, it's more, you know, common for people to express themselves with they feel, have an opinion. Everyone's a very opinionated, you know, in 2018. Mm-hmm. But on the back end of that, the consequences have changed tremendously. Like back then, like I said, the women pretty much risked their lives to do what they do. And nowadays you go out and protest, nothing's really going to happen. So they paved the way. And I'm grateful for that.
And would you consider yourself an activist?
I've never really thought of myself as one or been called that. In terms of an activist, I like to just let the world know and hear me through my music, you know, just be heard in terms of empowering women, inspirational, you know, through my voice to let them know that they can be themselves and be creative no matter what. Any person, any man, anything tells them to be themselves.
Could you share with us some of the stories or issues you focus on in your music?
Yeah, actually, one of my songs called My Time. It's it actually starts out, it says, my mama always told me I'd never be a star. My friends always think I'm wasting my time. You know, those are just certain verses from my song. But I, you know, I say, people get ready, it's my time. Basically saying like, I'm telling you, it's my time. And another song that I have is, they always told me that I wasn't fit for the game, like the music industry, you know, because a lot of people in the hip hop game say, oh, you're trying to steal that from us, racism wise. They told me that I didn't have what it takes, you know, a lot of men thought, oh, just be a groupie, just sit there and look pretty. We don't want you to sing on the mic, you know, don't do this, don't do that. And it took me a lot of years to soul search and find myself as a woman. And that's big on why I'm doing this event. Just to, you know, that it's who I am. So, you know, no matter how hard you stop me from being who I am, I might like let you do it for a minute, you know, and like try that because I don't know better. But like eventually I'm going to come into who I am. And I, you know, and that's where I'm at today.
Are there any inspirations specifically for the music you write?
Like I said, Madonna has because like a lot of all like on the Immaculate Collection, she does Holiday, Vogue, like, you know, Papa Don't Preach. They all sound different. They don't all have like a, you know, the same like trap sound or it's all this one genre. They all have different sounds. And a lot of my songs, like some of them are dance and some of them are hip hop. And like, you know, and sometimes people will be like, oh, I thought you did R&B. And I'm like, no, I just do good music. I don't really have a genre. So.
What kind of work do you do that you think could connect to the suffragette movement?
Definitely, you know, music, obviously. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm sort of stepping outside the box and putting together an event for the first time instead of like performing at an event. And everything that I've taken in over the years of doing over like 600, you know, like showcases and all over, I was never heard because I was a female. I never got to go on stage because like, you know, guys got on first or when I got on stage, people would, you know, guys would be like, oh, what's she doing up there? Like, I've dealt with that personally. I want everyone to be heard equally at this event. And I want everyone to know that we're all equal. Everyone gets a chance to shine. And you go on the time slot I give you, you know, everything's organized. And it's just all love. It's all, it's nothing but love. Guy or girl, whatever yeah. you claim to be, you know?
Yeah. Thinking of how we look at the suffragette movement and the women who progressed that movement as major history makers, who would you nominate as a modern figure of our current social rights movements?
That's a good one. It probably sounds like cliche, but, you know, I would definitely do my mother. Because as years go on, I've, like, known to appreciate and also be aware of things that she does. You know, she goes to protests to stop special housing unit for the prison systems. She goes to, you know, rallies. She is an activist in the community. She's always putting up Facebook posts about, you know, Donald Trump and things that he's done or not doing just to make people aware if they don't know. And she is, like, she's not afraid to speak her mind. And, you know, I really, really admire her for that.
Thank you for your time,
Claire. Thank you.
And for more information about the upcoming Women's Resource Fair and Summer Festival, please visit mediasanctuary.org and be sure to save the dates for our summer festival. We're launching with the 7th Annual Freedom Festival on Saturday, June 8th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. as featured artist, jazz legend Faye Victor and the Mutation for Justice. The festival and resource fair will then continue every Tuesday, 4 to 7 p.m. from July 16th through August 20th and close with the 9th Annual Story Harvest Celebration on September 21st. Thank you for listening to this week's piece on the spirit of the suffragettes.